From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing a little bit of green on the screen here the last couple of days in the grain markets. Not a tremendous amount of news. We're far oversold on the bean market and the wheat market. Continue to see regular updates from the USDA on the export sales that we're missing from the time of the government shutdown. We're catching up pretty quickly here. Shortly after the first of the year, we'll be all caught up. But the point being, those sales reports coming out, another one came out this morning, corn sales just absolutely stellar. So the demand still is what's underpinning this corn market. We are seeing some gains in here across the board. March corn is up a penny right now at 448 even. You've got the May contract up 1.25 at 455.75. July corn up 1.25, 461.25. New crop December up 0.25 at 464.75. We continue to see almost daily purchases of U.S. soybeans by China. No official announcements on the details of that trade deal, but it is good to see. And a lot of people now estimating that China is up towards 8 to 9 million metric tons purchased over the last several weeks in here of U.S. beans. January beans seeing a little bit of an uptick, up 3 cents right now, 10.56 1/4. The March contract up 3.25, 10.68 1/4. May up 3.25 at 10.78 3/4. July beans up 3.5, 10.89 3/4. New crop November up 4 cents at 10.76 1/4. Mixed bag in the products, March soy meal down $2.80 a ton at 304.70. And you've got the soy oil down 26 points at 48.29. And a touch higher in the wheat, but barely up 0.25 cent in March Chicago, 5.15 3/4. September up 0.5 cent at 5.51. March Kansas City up 2 cents at 5.23 1/4. And the September contract up 2.25 at 5.64 1/2. The March Minneapolis wheat down 2.25, 5.77 3/4. On the livestock side, seeing a mixed bag here. We've seen a nice run higher in live cattle. We had a fairly friendly construed cattle on feed report released last Friday, and seeing the cash markets hold together as well. But seeing two-sided trade and very quiet holiday-like environment here. Early closes tomorrow for Christmas Eve holiday in both grains and livestock. And so we could see some very restricted trading levels in here the rest of the week. February live cattle down 30 right now, 231.12. April's up two ticks, 231.07. June's unchanged, 224.95. October live cattle up 10 cents at 220.05. On the feeder side, we are a little bit lower today, but feeders have had a tremendous run higher off the lows the last few weeks. Right now, January feeders down 82 at 345.67. The March contract down 47 at 340.02. April feeders down 35 at 338.65. And out into next fall, the October of 26 up 87 at 333.75. The hog market a little bit higher as well, but extremely light volume today. April hogs up 32 right now, 90.20. The June's up 22 at 102.57. The August lean hogs up 15 at 102.42. October's drop off only up a tick right now at 85.90. That's kind of where we're sitting here on the closes, Kimberly. Wishing you and everyone out there a happy, very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.